a pilot project for on-demand transit in 2025, the challenges of adding off-leash dog parks within existing town parks, the latest step toward a future phosphorus recycling facility, plus more are all on the agenda for Bradford West Gwillimbury's regular council meeting set for 7 p.m. Tuesday evening in the Zima Room at the Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library. On-demand transit. A report from Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Mahesh Ramdeo recommends council endorse the shift away from fixed route and toward an on-demand transit system with a pilot project beginning in 2025. Under the proposed pilot, riders would be able to book a ride via phone call, website or application to use the fully accessible door-to-door service from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday to Saturday. That would improve service quality, reduce wait times, provide specialized transit, and replace the shuttle-to-go service. All while being more cost-efficient, according to Ramdeo. The current BWG transit service operates on three set routes from about 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. However, at the recommendation of the Strategic Initiatives Committee, Council adopted the town's new transit plan on September 3. In addition to six fixed routes and Sunday service, that new plan includes an on-demand service covering the employment lands, the rural area, less serviced parts of the urban area and specialized accessible services. While the plan anticipated rolling out on-demand service in 2026, Ramdeo notes that the current contract with the town's transit operator is set to expire on May 31, 2025, offering an opportunity to incorporate the service as early as April 1. A one-year pilot can be done within a budget similar to the approved 2024 transit budget, and would provide enough coverage for the town to delay about $2.2 million in additional costs, including the roughly $1.38 million recently deferred from the 2025 capital budget, as well as a proposed $461,000 for specialized transit, according to the report. If the pilot is successful, staff expect to issue a request for proposals in the third quarter of 2025 for a multi-year operator to complete the shift to on-demand transit. Pooch parks pose problems. A report from Terry Foran, Director of Recreation and Cultural Services, recommends against trying to add off-leash dog areas to the town's existing parks. That's a result of the challenges dog parks present, including space, landscape and fencing requirements, impacts on nearby land as well as conflicts with other park users and nearby residents, including fear of dogs, noise from barking, odors, and even the risk of attracting excessive parking on nearby residential streets. Still, Foran acknowledges that as the town is planned to grow, the demand for off-leash dog parks will likely grow as well, and as such said staff will continue to look for opportunities to include dog parks in new facilities. Those could be in rural areas, or within new residential developments as they're built. The report was requested by Ward 6 Coun. Nicholas Harper during the September 17 council meeting in response to a petition referenced in the agenda with 86 signatures advocating for an off-leash dog park in a central location of town, providing access to trees, water and a walking trail. Though the petition itself was not included, local resident Louisa Kokim started a similar petition online on May 20, and explained to Bradford Today that the existing Bark Park in the Scanlon Creek Conservation Area is only accessible by car, while in other town parks dogs must remain on leash, restricting the amount they can play or exercise. At the time, she was hoping a new dog park could be included near the baseball diamonds behind the Bradford and District Community Memorial Center at 125 Simcoe Road, since there's already parking, lighting and open space. However, Foran explained to Bradford Today that it's not quite so simple. Protecting Lake Simcoe. Ongoing efforts for a future phosphorus reduction facility could take another step forward at Bradford Council. Another report from Ramdeo recommends council authorize staff to negotiate the terms of a deal with the Provincial Ministry of Environment, Conservation and Parks, to see the town become the proponent and owner of the facility. While the design and location have yet to be determined, the facility is intended to reduce phosphorus runoff in the Holland River before it drains into Lake Simcoe by about 10 tons per year. According to the Ontario government's Lake Simcoe Protection Plan, released in 2009, the goal is to have Lake Simcoe's phosphorus pollution reduced by 50% to 44 tons a year, which is needed to protect the cold water fishery and to prevent excessive weed growth and algae blooms. In November 2023, the town expressed an interest in collaborating on the design and construction of the facility. Then on November 5 this year, the ministry invited the town to negotiate a memorandum of understanding to be the proponent and owner of the project, according to the report. As part of the invitation, the ministry committed to provide the $24 million in capital funding committed in 2022 to implement the project, help secure $16 million in federal funding allocated under the Disaster Mitigation and Adaptation Fund, explore providing more funds for capital costs, plus approaches to fund the ongoing operation and maintenance of the facility, explore provisions under the Supporting Growth and Housing in York and Durham Regions Act to help implement the project. In the report, Ramdeo explained staff are confident the town has the appropriate personnel to oversee the design, construction and operation of the facility, and if approved, the first step would be an environmental report.